Now look what you've done.
Well, I stopped, Cecil.
Yes, you stopped all right. Why didn't you do as I told you? How do you ever expect to learn how to drive?
Well, I'm so excited and nervous. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, you're stopped right now. And you stopped quick. What did you turn into the curb for? Don't you understand anything, don't you?
No, Cecil. Oh, I feel now. Oh, I don't want to learn how to drive.
You never will anyhow, if that's the way you go about it.
Well, I didn't know what to do. There are so many things to press on that I just pressed on the wrong one.
Oh, Sally, now what are you weeping about? Did you hurt yourself?
No, but I got scared, and now I don't feel so good. I don't want to drive.
Well, that's no reason to start crying.
I can't help it. This is a mean old car. It won't do what I want it to.
It's a good car, but you have to learn how to handle it. Now I got to get out and crank it again.
Wait a minute, Cecil. Can I have your handkerchief?
Oh, Sally, it's all right. You just got excited and let go of everything.
I couldn't help it. I wanted to do something, but I just sort of waited a minute to think, and then the tree came right up and bumped into Ben Hur.
It's a darn good thing we were going slow.
Goodness, I thought we were going fast. I'm still sort of in a daze.
Oh, you're always in a daze.
Cecil, are you going to drive now?
No. I'm going to finish teaching you.
It's liable to be our finish, too.
Now, the next time I tell you to stop, don't pick out a tree to run into.
Would a fence or a hedge be better to stop on?
No. Use your brakes. That's what they're for. I don't want my only car run into trees.
Well, Cecil, I'm sure it didn't hurt the tree.
I don't care about the tree.
Well, I know it didn't hurt it. You can see the bark is still on it.
Yes, but I'll bet we bent the fender.
Well, it's got so many bends in it already, a few more won't hurt it.
Well, you know, it only takes one more feather to break the camel's back.
What's a camel got to do with a car? Don't crank it yet, Cecil. Let's just sit here a while. We're not hurting anything.
Well, we ought to get off the curb.
Cecil, I don't think I want to drive it again.
What's the matter? You want to learn how to drive, don't you?
Well, yes, but I don't want to learn in a car. Couldn't you teach me on paper?
Now, Sally, you're just excited. We'll sit here until you pull yourself together.
My goodness, am I coming apart?
Gee, don't let a little thing like running into a tree bother you. Everybody runs into something.
Yes, but all I run into is trouble.
When I told you to turn into the curb, I didn't mean turn into the curb.
Well, what did you say that for, then?
I meant pull off the street to the side. You can't park in the middle of the street.
Well, the middle of the street is a lot better than up here on the curb.
Hey, Sally, you feel all right now. I better crank up and get us off the curb. Somebody's liable to come along and think we had a smash-up.
No, wait just a minute, Cecil. I'm kind of afraid of this car. I don't like the noise when you start it.
Well, what do you want to do, sit here all day?
Well, would you mind if I walked back to the house?
You're going to ride back in this car, and you're going to drive it, too.
Cecil, I've forgotten everything you told me. Honest, I have.
What do you want to let a little old bump bother you for? Why, you'll have lots of smash-ups before you're through.
No, thanks. I don't care for any.
Now, look, Sally. Let's go over this again. When I start the car, what do you do?
Well, I'm going to get out and start running.
Now, don't be a smarty. Look, you put up the spark. That's this.
I don't like sparks. I never did like sparks, and I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Of course, you have to turn on the ignition first.
What's that?
That's this key right here.
Well, why didn't you say key instead of using Latin words?
Now, have you forgotten what I told you when we started?
No. You said you wouldn't holler at me. That's what you told me.
I mean about the car, the gear shift.
Yeah. All I know is that you put it in one position and then let out the pedal and wait and see what happens.
Do you understand the least thing about an engine?
What kind of an engine? Steamboat or train?
Oh, I mean a motor in the car.
No, I don't. I just know that sometimes it's missing and sometimes you run out of gas and you have to keep air in the tires.
Well, that's a rather hazy idea. Look, I'll show you something about how a motor runs. Maybe you'll understand it better.
I don't want to know anything about it.
It'll help you to learn how to drive if you know what you're doing.
But I don't want to know what I'm doing. I'll just press and push whatever pedal you tell me to and let it do something.
Gosh, you don't know anything, do you?
If you're speaking of cars, no.
Do you know what you do when you put your foot on the accelerator.
Well, that's silly. When I put my foot on the accelerator, I put it there, that's all.
Yes, but do you know what it does?
It makes the car go faster. Anyone knows that.
Yes, but why? What happens in the motor?
Why, it goes faster, too.
Yeah, but why?
Because I put my foot on the accelerator.
Yes, Sally, I know that, but...
Well, if you know, why ask me?
Well, I want you to understand what you're doing.
I do. When I want to go fast, I put my foot on the accelerator.
Yeah, but you don't know what happens. Sally, listen. That feeds it gas. That's what it does.
Well, is there anything thrilling about that?
And you know what gas is for, don't you?
Well, sir, it's to clean clothes with and to put in automobiles and start fires with.
Oh, Sally, do you know what gas does when it gets in the motor?
Well, it does something or you wouldn't put it in.
Look, it explodes. The gas mixes with air and explodes.
It explodes? My goodness, does it do that? Isn't it dangerous?
No. That's what makes the motor go.
I thought the accelerator made it go. Oh, isn't that funny?
That just regulates the gas. Now look, see if you can get this straight. The gas is in the tank. There's a feed line runs to the motor. The gas goes into the carburetor, then is forced and mixed with air, and it's sprayed into the cylinder. The spark then ignites the gas, exploding it, and the force of the explosion forces the piston down, thereby giving power to the car. Of course, that's just a rough idea. Now, what makes the car go?
The accelerator.
Oh, Sally, didn't you hear what I just said?
Well, sir, I heard.
Well, what did I say?
You said that... Well, I heard you anyhow.
Sally, do you ever expect to know anything about a car?
No, I don't think so right now, and I don't care either.
Listen, the gas is forced through a feed line into the carburetor,
Cecil,
and
you're just wasting your breath.
Well, don't you want to learn anything?
Yes, I want to learn how to start and how to stop.
Well, what's the brake for?
It's to put your foot on when you don't want to go any farther.
Do you know what it does then, do you?
Well, I guess it cuts off the accelerator, doesn't it?
Oh, Sally, no. You do that before you put the brake on. You see, it's like this. Oh, never mind. Let's get going again.
Well, wait a minute before you crank it, Cecil. I want to ask you something.
What is it now?
Well, will you show me what gear is what? I've forgotten.
Look, that's low. Get that?
Yes, that's low. Wait a minute, Cecil. I want to remember it. That's low, that's low, that's low, that's low, that's low. All right, I'll remember it now.
And remember, as I told you before, don't try to start in high.
I should think that would be best. Then you wouldn't have to bother pushing in all the clutches.
And now get this straight. That's low, and that's the gear you start in.
That's low, and that's what you start in. That's low, and that's what you start in. That's low.
Come on, now, don't spend all the day doing that.
Oh, go ahead. I'll never forget it now. I'm like an elephant like that.
All right, now, here. I put the spark down. I'm going to get out and crank it.
All right, now. Well, we're going to start off now. Go ahead, Cecil.
Now, wait a minute, Sally. What's this gear? This in the corner. What is it?
Why, it's a... Wait a minute now. Don't tell me. I'll guess it.
Sally, that's low. That's what it is, low.
Well,
you start off in that.
Don't holler at me, Cecil. What do you mean? What do I use it for?
What do you use it for? That's what you start in.
Well, you do something with it or it wouldn't be there.
Oh, for cat's sake, I give up. Stay where you are while I crank the car. Then I'll get back in and hold your hands for you.